A new 2012 farm income forecast. Hello and welcome everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. It looks like the U.S. farm sector's income for this year may be less than some had been predicting. USDA's Gary Crawford has our report.
In August, we expected farm income to be actually a little bit higher this year than it was last year.
But it is not turning out that way. This from the Agriculture Department's Deputy Chief Economist Rob Johansson. USDA's new income forecast for this year shows net farm income coming in at $114 billion, down almost $4 billion from last year's record. Net cash income will likely drop by $2 billion. Johansson says the income declines did not come from the crop sector, even though we had one of the worst droughts ever. In fact, for incomes from grains and oil seeds,
they are up over last year slightly. The declines are in the hog sector and the dairy sector primarily. The poultry sector and the cattle sector are roughly about what they were last year.
Feed costs this year expected to average 18% higher, hurting most livestock operations. And Johansson says that hurt, the cut in net cash income, is not just slight for hogs and dairy.
The forecast for hogs is down about 16% from 2011. On the dairy side, their reduction in net cash income is approximately about 50% relative to last year, so they've fallen quite substantially, although they are still above 2009 levels.
But there's no question that crop insurance and other government farm safety net programs are going to help crop producers get through a bad weather year and the ag sector to post a still very high farm income number. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told us that shows just how important farm safety net programs are.
Without that farm safety net, these numbers might not have been as robust as they were. And I think it underscores the necessity of Congress to take action immediately to pass a comprehensive food, farm, and jobs bill so that that safety net remains in place.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.